Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Miles. My name is Felicia. I'm a store associate with Home Depot in store 6305, and I wanted to see if you could help me with a customer's order, hon.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yes, Mr. Miles. Hold on, sweetie. Let me look at my thing here. I do have his cell phone number. Let me make sure it's the same thing. 17. Okay, I'm ready, Mr. Miles. Area code 804-712-1730.
Okay, that was 804-712-1730.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and I'm attempting to locate the order in our database.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Miles.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure to assist you. And I thank you for your patience.
You're welcome, Mr. Miles.
And this order is for Tyrone Lockhart at 6105 Audubon Manor Boulevard, Lithia, Florida 33547. Primary phone 804-712-1730 with an email of tyrone.lockhart@verizon.net. Is this correct?
It looks like it. I am trying to find his address right now as we speak. Okay, yes, Audubon Manor, yes. So that's correct, Lithia, Florida. And that is the phone number, the 1730, last four. And I'm not able to see his email address, but everything else matches.
Excellent. And I am showing that the service call that was scheduled for today has been completed.
Yes, it was done. And he had contacted me because I needed to just do some research, Mr. Miles. When Mr. Tyrone had gotten his unit and the XPO came to install it, he said that I don't know what they're called, but they're the ones that the brackets, the dishwasher brackets, to keep it in place. The first tech, Mr. Tyrone relayed to me, couldn't install the brackets. So he took the brackets with him because the screws did not fit the brackets for some reason. And now with the service call today, he was told by the technician that he has to get the brackets from Home Depot. So I wanted to just find out if we can just research whether or not the initial tech noted that he did take the brackets with him, just so that we can have a starting point to go from.
It indicates that the initial technicians who went out did not have the brackets, that the mounting brackets.
Okay, so they weren't there with him.
Correct.
Okay, so they need the bracket specifically for the unit, or will the universal brackets work? Because Mr. Tyrone was explaining to me that his countertop is made of granite. So I know that there is a different install technique that they use, or different brackets that they use because of that fact.
Yes, it will require the granite mounting brackets.
Okay, the granite mounting brackets. All righty. And now I'm not sure, Mr. Tyrone did not state that to me, but I didn't know if one of the techs had relayed that to him or not.
Oh, I would. I can't say with 100% certainty because there's no notes indicating it, but I'm fairly positive that when our techs were at the residence, they would have informed the customer, you know, of what is absolute, what is necessary in order for the unit to be mounted properly. They wouldn't leave the customer in the dark. You know, they would let him know, okay, well, we see that you have granite countertops, and for this unit to be mounted, it will require, you know, what's referred to as granite mounting brackets, which, to the best of my knowledge, rather than the mounting brackets being at the top of the unit and then securing to the countertop, I believe this type of bracket secures it to the cabinets on either side of the unit to keep the unit level and in place while it's in use.
Okay, so what I'm looking for is whether or not the first tech took the brackets with them, like Mr. Tyrone stated, or if either one of the techs stated which one was needed in their notes from the different visits.
Our guys, when they went out, they only went out just to install. They didn't have any of the customer, any of the items that the customer purchased. So they would have just simply been out just to install. And if they had, because in some cases, our guys may, you know, they may have, you know, these additional types of accessories, you know, on their truck. If they would have had those, you know, the necessary accessory on the truck, they would have offered, you know, to, you know, provide it and charge the customer additional for it. And it's not indicated, you know, that they that was an option. So it appears
that
the tech did not have those on the truck to offer to sell to the customer.
Okay. All righty. And now I know you don't have any notes or limited notes as far as stating that the customer needs to get the specific brackets for the granite portion.
No, I don't have anything.
No specific notes at all. Okay.
I don't have anything indicating to me that the customer has granite countertops. This is the first time that it appears that we have information being provided indicating to us that the customer has granite countertops.
Okay. All right, because I just need a starting point on what we specifically do or don't need for the customer, and I know you guys are going to be closed tomorrow. So I wanted to get as much information as I can right now so that we can build on that, and if we have to continue everything on Monday, then we'll, you know, I'll have to relay that to the associate that's going to be working on Monday to continue with this. So what I was needing is whether or not we needed to order both types so that we can have the or see if we can get it at least, the granite installation brackets, or if we have to get the granite installation brackets plus the ones that will attach on the sides of the cabinets as well.
Well, that would be the granite also mounting brackets would attach, you know, to the cabinets on either side. Because we don't have the ability to connect the brackets that would go on the top of the unit, because we wouldn't be able to drill into the granite in most cases.
Yes, I know that part. Yes, sir. I'm aware of that, Mr. Miles. But my question is, now, do you happen to know if they can also secure the unit with the sides, at the sides as well? And I was wondering if we needed to get both types for the customer.
Well, we just need a set of granite mounting brackets is what, you know, so we can mount the unit.
Okay. And now with my, because my idea, and I just want to make sure that we're on the same page here, it's the granite mounting brackets will only, it will be sort of like an adhesive, which will secure the top portion. Now, will we also need to secure the sides as well, or is it the top portion will suffice for that?
As far as I'm aware, it would just secure on the sides of the unit. But I'm checking to see what this, what one of these kits looks like, to see if maybe I can get more information that way.
Yeah, because it'd be good. Now, the ideal for me would have a kit that had both the adhesives so that the top of the unit will be secured to the granite, and then the clips so that they could secure to the sides, either if, you know, by cabinets, you know what I'm saying? But I just need to find out, because I know that there's one type. I don't know if you have to use two or if one will be suffice. The, you know, just the adhesive one will be okay.
Let's see here. And I apologize for the delay. In fact, for this, let me see if maybe I can get in touch with, if I have a number for the tech, so I could just call the tech and ask him what he would recommend.
Okay, that'll be fine. That way we'll know where to go. At least I need a starting point, because our notes, the notes that I'm reading for on my end is just saying, you know, when the unit was ordered and that it was delivered okay, and that's it. It doesn't say anything about, how the first install and today's delivery went. Day's install also went. So I don't, you know, and what I'm looking for is to get something from the tech to state what we really need so that it can, you know, we can finish with this.
Oh, I understand that. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
You're welcome, hon.
Are you on hold?
No, I'm talking to someone now, sir.
Where would I find this bulb for my microwave?
Electrical. It'll be on I-1.
Oh,
yes, with the rest of the light bulbs. Yes, sir. There should be an appliance bulb area.
I don't have a number for the text directly, so let me reach out to the installation office, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Miles.
You're welcome. I would ask that you please hold.
Yes, sir.